This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. U.S. Marines and Iraqi security forces are poised to enter the city of Fallujah and arrest suspected insurgents. Operation Vigilant Resolve follows the brutal killings last week of four U.S. security guards working under contract in Fallujah. The Bush administration has argued it was necessary to go to war with Iraq following the September 11th terrorist attacks. The commission investigating the attacks will hear this week from National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice. NPR News analyst Koki Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
There was a lot of dispute about Rice's testimony. What do you believe will be the likely outcome of her appearance?
Well, because there was so much acrimony about whether she would testify or not, there's going to be tremendous attention paid to it. And members of the commission investigating September 11th fanned out over the airwaves yesterday on the Sunday talk shows, saying that her testimony will be key to what went wrong, that the attacks happened. The Democrats want to challenge her on the Bush administration, what they would say dropping the ball from the Clinton administration's terrorism efforts, and that's a charge that former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright made yesterday. And President Bush has reversed himself not only on Condoleezza Rice's testimony, but also on providing the September 11th commission with the papers of the Clinton administration. The Republicans are hoping she'll rebut the charges that were made by the former terrorism czar Richard Clark that the Bush administration was asleep at the switch.
What do you make of the Republicans' hostility to Richard Clark?
I think they're worried sick about how he's going to affect the election. Think about it. If Clark hadn't hit the headlines when he did, President Bush would be on a roll right now. The ads against John Kerry, the Democratic nominee or putative, are already affecting the polls. Kerry's negatives have gone up. The president's approval's gone up. And Kerry had taken a vacation that emphasized his wealth, and then he had surgery, so he's been out of commission. The jobs numbers were very good at the end of last week. But then right in the middle of all of that, Clark attacked the whole foundation of the Bush presidency. And Republicans are beginning to worry not only about the president's reelection, but about their own reelections. And that starts to get their attention.
Well, if Republicans in Congress worry that they can't count on the president to help reelect them, how does it affect their votes for the rest of this Congress?
It's every man for himself and woman for herself, Bob. And the best example of that came last week on the highway bill, a bill that the president had threatened to veto. He has never used the veto yet. And that bill passed 357-65 in the House, a huge margin, showing that if the president did veto, an override is possible. And really, the Senate leadership, the Republican leadership, has lost control of the Senate. They had to pull a welfare bill because they didn't want to have their members have to vote on a minimum wage increase. This is going to be a season of members of Congress trying to protect themselves with popular legislation.
NPR News analyst Koki Roberts.